You know, if you have kids who are approaching college age, this is like big decision time, college decision day, nearly a month away. My kids are not at that point just yet, but my older sister has one in college, and she had all sorts of complication last time we were together about the financial student aid forms online, the FAFSA. If you don't yet know about it, you'll get there at some point. It has been mired in issues. WOKV's Nicole D'Antonio is live in Washington with an updated look at how the Department of Education is trying to handle some of these student aid delays. Nicole, this has been a major problem for so many families and students.
It has, and it's impacting so many families trying to apply and get ready to prepare for going to college. Rich, as you know, I've been staying on top of the rollout of this new FAFSA financial aid application for months here. And just this week, the education secretary sent a letter out to governors asking them to now adjust their state financial aid deadlines and prepare for an increase in applicants. This, of course, comes after the delays of these new federal financial aid forms. And another big change, the education secretary is now asking and encouraging more colleges and universities to adjust that traditional May 1st deadline so that students can actually receive those financial aid application packages and have time to process them before making a decision. Because right now, Rich, a lot of people, a lot of families are having to make decisions without knowing whether or not they can actually afford to go to the school.
Yeah, and I know with the new FAFSA application, it was a huge error that caused colleges releasing financial aid awards, and it was a lot of misspent dollars, or at least wasted dollars, I guess, depending on how you would look at it. In this case, if a family is needing to make a critical life-changing decision, what sort of options do they have if there are all these delays? Seemingly, they're so much out of their control.
That's the issue. It feels like there's a lot out of their control. And, you know, the education secretary did want to, again, just say that they're doing everything they can on their part to try and speed up the process, including, you know, just an update on the timetable here that may help a little bit. The education secretary says they hope to fully process the FAFSA applications in the next couple weeks. In the meantime, they say they're expanding the resources to support colleges and students, including we may see adjustments to college deadlines, that kind of thing. But in the meantime, as you said, I know a lot of families are feeling the pressure here with decision deadlines coming up.
Indeed. I know we'll stay on top of it as WOKV's team of reporters in Washington will follow up and obviously hold accountable the Education Department and others who are a part of this process. Nicole D'Antonio, part of our live team coverage in Washington. Thanks.